Speaking now to Central Rebels head coach Corey Schweiss on the football side, and we welcome on Coach now. Coach, you guys are getting ready for the start of the season, looking to reclaim that district title. You guys had won six of those in a row. That streak was snapped last year, and you're going to battle this season with a little bit of a younger squad. Tell me about that.
Well, we've got quite a few seniors that'll be playing a lot, but we also have a really big, talented sophomore class. So I think as the season goes on, the sophomores will start getting more playing time. And, you know, before it's all said and done, we may be playing a lot of young guys. But obviously our seniors are going to get the first chance. You know, I think they've earned it when they've been in the program as long as they've been. But there's going to be a lot of competition for sure moving forward.
And it seems like, and you mentioned this when we visited you for training camp, that competition really helps as far as, you know, making those practices even more intense.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing right now is I think as some people start losing their spots, you know, it'll be relayed to them that it'll be up to them to get their spots back. And the only way to do that is to get on a scout team and kind of, you know, block our first units or you know, do good things against our first units. Because if you can do that, then you'll earn playing time. And that's what some young kids have been doing. And our seniors are still able to do that as well. Like, if they want a shot, they got to be able to get back in there on a scout team and try to earn it. So there's going to be a lot of competition, which makes practices better.
Gotcha there. One position we talked about was the quarterback position. Of course, Dylan Corcoran was the quarterback last year. He's back this season. Is he one of those guys that's competing for his position?
Yeah, and that'll be a week-to-week thing. I think, you know, Dylan had a really good camp in summer and played well in the Jamboree. So I feel like, you know, he'll be the starter going into it. But at the same time, you know, Jet Bridges will be getting some time doing some things as well. So I'm looking forward to that, too, as it plays out. But I think both of those guys are very capable.
Another senior that we're looking at here, Gage Manning, of course. He had such a great season a year ago. He plays on both sides of the ball, does a little bit of everything for you guys. How crucial is he going to be, both on the field and just from an intangibles perspective?
Well, I think he's obviously going to be a key part of our team, offensively and defensively. He's you know, it's conference player of the year coming back. So, you know, his health is going to be big because he's not a real big guy, but he is very tough. So I'm hoping that his season, you know, kind of moves forward from where he was last year because he had an extremely good season last year.
Coach, one more for you. You guys are starting off with a pretty tough schedule, just like you did last year. A couple of teams that defeated you a year ago are the first two games in this year's schedule. With that young team, how much are you hoping to learn about your guys in the early going here?
Well, I think that's the idea behind scheduling like we do is try to figure out, you know, exactly what we've got personnel-wise. You know, I think playing good quality teams early lets you make those personnel changes. You know, I feel like we played pretty good competition in our Jamboree too against Valley Catholic and St. Jim. So I think it's just really good to play good competition early because you get to make your changes early in the season, which gives you more time to get your guys in place. And you want guys to be in place for a while before you get to your district championship run. And we've been able to do that the past few years with the schedule we've got. And St. Clair put it on us pretty good last year. And our boys haven't forgot that, so hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get a little revenge Friday night.
Coach, we appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to what you guys can do here at the start of the year.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.